On this episode, we smoke the Figurado version of the Gurkha Year of the Dragon. This is the long-awaited, much-promised Year of the Dragon episode. I'm your host, Johnny Midas, and you're listening to Burn Line Podcast.
Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom.
And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you, as always, not live, from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Davidus Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA, the only Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge in the state of Maryland. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm Angel El Fumo Solario.
And as you can see, we are surrounded by a bunch of red and gold goodness. I like the gold.
Yeah.
Johnny Midas likes the gold.
I like the red.
I'm wearing my hangover glasses, so sorry for all you guys out there. Don't at me, bro.
Are you hungover already? Jesus.
I'm about to be. And we are smoking the Gurkha Year of the Dragon Figurado, 6 3/4 by 52. Okay, so, bunch of stuff. Number one, we've never smoked a Gurkha on the show.
Correct.
This is our first Gurkha. Right. Number two, you will notice there are 4 Year of the Dragon cigars out here on display.
One of the many cigars that are Year of the Dragon. This is the 4 right. We can get our hands on.
This is the 4, and these are all available at Davidus in Westminster, Maryland.
Yep.
And so actually, let me go through, and then we'll talk about this one, because Gurkha's just weird. But anyway,
yeah.
So these 4 cigars are actually available here in Davidus Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. And the first one that we have is the Gurkha Year of the Dragon 6 3/4 by 52 Figurado. That matters, and we will find out why in just a minute. Right. The second one that we've got is the Plasencia, and it's right here, Year of the Dragon, and it retails for $48.99 here at Davidus Cigars. And over here we have in the very front right there, we have the Rocky Patel, and of course this is a Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge.
That's right.
That one retails for $37.99. And then the last one we've got is the Vartan, and it retails for $105.99.
Oof.
Yeah, that is the holy shit cigar right there. Not the most expensive cigar here.
No,
There are some very high-end cigars for purchase, as well as some more reasonable ones. But we are going with the Gurkha for a handful of reasons. One is we've never smoked a Gurkha before. Nope. And given how much I like to shit on them,
right.
I feel like I have to give them a chance.
Plus,
actually,
we broke out, my 3rd or 4th episode in here. Gurkha was suing...
Gurkha started suing...
Davidoff.
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 Davidoff. Not,
we got to
yes.
be careful.
Yeah, Davidoff.
For the use of Year of the Dragon when everybody and their brother, mother...
And now
sister.
It's literally everybody
yeah,
is so using Year of the Dragon. So good luck with that. So yeah, the cigar that started it all,
right.
You know, we're going to smoke that. And, you know, it's only fair that we give them a fair shot and actually smoke one of their cigars. Then when we shit on them, people will be like, oh yeah, they know
yeah.
it's...
yeah, yeah, yeah. It is not our first Gurkha that we have ever smoked, just to
no,
know.
So, just on the show. Yeah.
Right, we've definitely smoked them, so we know what we're kind of talking about.
Also, we are smoking this because it's the lowest priced of the Year of the Dragon. There is a Punch Dragonfire, which is the 2024 Year mm-hmm. of the Dragon, their version. That's like $8.
Mm-hmm.
These are the more serious, you know, high-end ones. And of course, Davidoff's not here. Those are pretty steep as well. And then the last reason is the Gurkha does not have a Year of the Dragon. Gurkha has like 5 or 6. So each different vitola of the Year of the Dragon is a different cigar blended by a different blender.
Right. It's not even like, oh, this is our proprietor. No, it's
right.
4 different people.
So this is the 6 3/4 by 52, which it tells you right here on the retail barcode, which good job,
yes.
you know, to Gurkha for that. That is the one that is blended by Ram Rodriguez.
Ram Rodriguez.
And he's the, what, third gen in
the industry, I think?
Yeah,
third gen owner, Dominican Republic.
And it is 100% proprietary.
Oh, yeah. Which is
binder,
weird.
Filler, wrap. That is very weird, unless it's Cuban tobacco. That is kind
of
odd.
Then this is kind of a treat just for it being Cuban. That's about it.
I doubt it. So there you go. And presentation, I mean, it's fucking gorgeous. The box is amazing. It's got this little latch and button. It has a button on the very front, a gold dot. And you press that and it springs open like a magic Indiana Jones trick or something. I think it's cool. You got the cello wrap. It is a tube cello, unlike the Fuente that we smoked the other week. It doesn't come apart. And super rustic wrapper. This is definitely like a, it's a little darker than a natural.
Yeah, just the hair.
Kind of like a Claro.
Yeah, they were calling this Maduro, right?
No, that's the other one.
Okay.
That's the one
I was
that,
trying to clarify. I know it's so confusing with the amount of Year of the Dragons they had.
No, this one by Ram, it doesn't even tell you anything. It just says wrapper, binder, filler, undisclosed. It looks like a classic Cuban. Everything about this looks like a classic Cuban.
Right.
I am intrigued.
Right. Even the wrapper, like the feel of the wrapper, just you can
absolutely
feel.
Feels like
it. So this is interesting. This might actually be a Cuban.
They fucked up the secondary band. I have glue everywhere.
Mine's not even straight.
That is terrible.
Yep. Oh, I'm not even pulling that. It's pulling on my wrapper. On mine.
And it looks like mine is coming off. Oh shit.
I'm scared. I'm waiting. Yep. Nope.
And it's splitting the paper. And yeah, we don't normally do the band test this soon, but okay. Came off perfectly. And despite the glue coming off the sides, it actually didn't stick to the wrapper at all.
Yeah.
So I will eat a little crow on that one. Well, there's some glue on the wrapper, but it didn't pull the wrapper off, it pulled the glue off. So, good.
I'm a little bit more worried on mine, you see that?
Mine kind of looked like that.
I'll wait till mine, just to see what happens.
All right, so let's stop fucking around and actually start smoking a cigar, because this is a cigar podcast, and it is time for the official cutting, which is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobacco leaves are highlighted in the original Jack cigar by Fat Boy Cigars. And don't forget to try the new Fat Boy Cigars Boots on the Ground series. For every cigar that you purchase in this series, Fat Boy Cigars will donate $1 to charities benefiting our frontline heroes. Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to the Fat Boys World.
Hey.
And I am clipping mine with my Craftsman's Bench double guillotine open-ended. Okay, so I've been using this on the show for months.
Right.
And it is time to reveal where I bought it, which was here in Davidoff Cigars, the Rocky Patel Lounge, Westminster, Maryland. And Craftsman's Bench is a brand of J.C. Newman. So this is what it looks like. It has the magnetic cardboard case, opens up.
Fancy.
It is pretty cool, but the reason I use it is fucking sturdy and sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Very well made.
And I got some exciting J.C. Newman news for you later.
Awesome. And these retail for $29.99 for a solid metal. I mean, you can see there is nothing to break on this. Right. There is not a single bolt to come undone.
That is crazy.
Maybe the weld.
For the quality.
Yes. It's less than half the price of
Zycar or something fancy.
The Lega Zycar.
Yeah.
Very good sharp cutter. So now you know.
Now
this is from Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland, $29.99. And I have two. I have the
black one.
Yeah, the black and gunmetal, and then the chrome.
I like the chrome. That's flashy.
All right. And you've got your
Vertigo
double guillotine open ended as well. And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority, no limp-wristed. Cutting aloud, and oh my God.
That is a lot of dottle.
This is like a fucking Cuban sandwich. What the hell?
I think we might be smoking a Cuban.
Everything points to it.
It's like,
all the signs. All
right, we're going to cut some off and save for the show. like at the end.
Dude,
and we're
this is a this is a Cuban sandwich. It has to be. It's still, I still have shit coming out.
Yeah. We're gonna send it to our botanist lab.
And I'm gonna buy one and cut it open. Look, dude, there is still chunks of big chunks of tobacco coming out of there. Are you getting the same thing?
Yeah, a little bit. Mine stopped.
Look, look, dude.
Oh wow.
Oh my god.
Should have brought some Cuban sandwiches for the show.
That is so weird for a long filler.
Ooh.
It's fucking bizarre.
I bet you I know who we could ask. I won't say the name, but on the show.
Who? Do I have to bleep it out?
Yeah, you're gonna have to bleep it out.
Yeah, whisper it in my ear. I said whisper it in my ear.
Well, you said you would bleep it, so you bleep it.
That's fucking editorial work. Why are you making work for
it? It's gonna
me?
Make it funny.
All right, so we are clipped, and it is time to light. I am using my Drew Estate Freestyle Live. Oh, guess where I got my Freestyle Live kit for 2024.
No kidding.
Right here at Davidus Cigars in Westminster, Maryland.
I don't say.
Yep. That was the Shade to Black S84 in that pack. I saved the one that has FSL band on it.
Nice.
For my collection. But this is a single flame butane torch. And you got a Bic?
No, Mossy Oak. All right. I'm trying to use a softer flame. I'm tired of fucking up.
Oh, okay. So, well, I've got a couple of other lighters in there if you need.
This might be too soft. Okay, that's too soft.
I've got my gold bar. And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted.
That's right.
Treat this cigar with the love and affection it deserves, and it will return the favor. Okay, so first of all, that is fucking bizarre.
Oh, my rapper. Check this out.
I know, right? Oh, yeah, where they for the cap.
Oh, my goodness.
Mine is perfect. Here, don't wave it back and forth like that because the surface is too small.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because that little, here. Don't suck the flame in the blowout. Yeah. That's a nice even light, yeah. All right, so now I know the first couple of puffs can be different. This tastes like a burnt s'more. That's the first thing that comes to mind. I've got the marshmallow in there. I've got the graham cracker. I've got a little bit of chocolate.
Legit, that's actually enjoyable.
Yes, cool. And like a chaw. Like this is burnt s'more.
Okay, Gurkha, you're winning so far.
I think I know what this is gonna develop into, but I'm gonna let it settle a little bit. The draw is too easy for me.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
I didn't take much off. But I would, it's too light of a draw. I like a stiff draw. So if you take a Fuente Hemingway, which has that, you know, famous, what is it, 48 ring gauge, I think?
Yeah.
If you take that and you clip it and you draw on that, that is what I like a cigar to draw like. And almost all of my friends are like, it's a little stiff of a draw. So I know that I'm 100% completely biased. But so, we all are. That's why we're fucking doing the show, right?
I am very impressed by these few puffs, first few puffs.
For somebody that shits on Gurkha every chance I get, I'm going to have to eat some crow. So far, this is a good cigar.
All right, next episode, Acid Cuba Cuba.
Ah, fuck you. This is not a child-friendly show.
Might have to bleep that one out, too.
Dude, I was all talking. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like, what do we do about the cursing and stuff? Like, it needs to be family friendly. I'm like, fucker, you can't even watch it if you're not 21 because
right.
It has tobacco in it. So what's the point? You know, might as well just go whole hog. All right, so we are a couple of puffs in, and the official lighting was brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Bold, delicious, hand-selected beans from Kenya, Bali, Ethiopia, Mexico, around the world, 2C Premium Coffee features continual roasting so that your beans are freshly roasted and you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee, which we do not have, probably because I'm a pig and I drink way too much coffee too fast. So I am going to hit up 2cpremium.com and replenish my stock, and I'm still working on the Burnline blend.
Yeah.
Coffee designed to be drunk black with cigars.
I bet you that coffee would go dope as shit with this.
Dude, that's what brought it up. I'm like, Oh shit, did I forget two
Yeah,
sheep?
you did.
Because I'm like, this and fucking Six Bean Baller would be out of this
Oh
world.
yeah, I can tell.
Dude. Now I'm mad. Well, it's way better than I expected from Gurkha. And
Oh
I'm
yeah,
not,
absolutely.
like I said, I'm not shitting on Gurkha. Most of their stuff is blended by one factory other that I'm not really gonna name because I'm not trying to shit on anybody. These Year of the Dragons are made from five different blenders. Including AJ Fernandez makes one.
Yep.
So I, anyway.
I was gonna say AJ's a close friend to this.
Well, I think for me, like,
yeah.
my palate is probably similar to his because I like so much of the stuff that he makes.
Whoa, whoa.
Now,
that's a reach.
Oh, get out of here. Now, and this one is made by Ram Rodriguez, third gen
Ram
industry. Ron. And retails for $27.19 here at Davidoff Cigars, Westminster, Maryland. So the, I guess where I was going with that was the cigars are all radically different.
Yeah.
Depending on the Vitola. I mean, we're talking like a San Andres Maduro wrapper on one of
them.
Yeah,
the Ecuadorian Habano.
Ecuadorian Habano.
That
and this
delicious.
Is 100% proprietary. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I don't know why it's proprietary, but these leaves taste like either Cuban or Cuban seed Dominican.
Right.
That's what it tastes like to me. It's very well blended, though.
Or imported Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, that friend of ours may or may not have confirmed that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely bleep that out.
So the char is sticking around and I'm getting like a meaty flavor, which is what I suspected was gonna happen.
Yeah.
The marshmallow has kind of gone away, like the sweet has kind of gone
and the
away
graham.
For me. Yeah. There's still like a bready component in there.
Yes, I agree.
And then I don't, like there's cocoa. There is cocoa in there now. There's not chocolate, but there's like a cocoa.
There's unrefined cocoa in this.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is a difference, and luckily we've both tasted a lot of stuff that we can bring to the table
mm-hmm.
here.
And maybe just a touch of vegetable. Surprisingly, there's not like wood.
Right at the end, yeah.
Yeah, right at the end, there's just a little vegetable.
Vegetable, no wood, at least not yet.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Normally, everything we smoke, we get a hint of cedar or something woodsy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting none of that.
And it's got this weird spice palette on it, too. There's just a sprinkling of, like, it's like allspice and a touch of anise. Dude, this is interesting because the secondhand smoke smells delicious.
I have to look up what anise is in Spanish.
It's sort of like licorice,
okay.
but like the anise star, you know, it's kind of like licorice, but much more, you know, it's not like fucking
oh,
licorice.
Oh, that, yeah.
yeah. So the burn is pretty terrible on this so far. Both of ours
mm-hmm.
are just burning wild. I don't know, the camera's a little far away on this setup, but you can see the burn line. It's not great, so we're going to have to pay attention, be rotating these, might have to touch them up. But this is Johnny Midas officially eating crow because this is a Gurkha and it's a good cigar.
Yeah.
Now, when we get to the ratings, we will talk about whether it's $27 good, but it's a good cigar. It's just kind of, it's coming back though. Now, like.
It's floral.
Yeah, there's.
You get the floralness?
Yes, it's just like a Cuban.
Dude.
You got that floral element
yeah.
with a little touch of cinnamon, which reminds me of Dominican tobacco. Or Cuban.
Hmm.
Dude, this is a Cuban. It just is. I've smoked enough. I've probably smoked 2,000 Cubans.
I don't know if we can confirm or deny that per our source.
I cannot confirm nor deny. This is a Cuban. Mmm. Mmm. It does, but that sweet is coming back a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah. It is reminiscent of graham cracker. Biscoff. That's what I'm tasting. Biscoff cookies. You ever had Biscoffs?
Mm-hmm.
This tastes like Biscoff cookie.
Interesting.
It's subtle.
Interesting.
It's subtle.
Dude, this is complex as shit. There's something else there that I can't get.
Yeah,
my,
it is.
My palate
it is. Why am I enjoying this cigar? I feel guilty.
You should.
I should feel guilty. It's a Gurkha.
It's, okay.
It's a terrible cigar.
It's okay.
It's not,
hey, we're giving it its fair
rating. It's not, yeah, fair. I mean, fair is fair. This is a good cigar. Now, Granted, we're in a great setting, two guys that enjoy cigars. Mm-hmm. We can talk about it, and you know, we know what we're talking about. So
do we?
You know, so, but set and setting. You know, when we talk about, same thing with wine or whiskey. It's like, you know, if you're like, you know, wading through the wetlands in Florida in your Crocs, you know, sipping on a $500 bottle of whiskey, it's like, that's not the same as being in a lounge like this.
Are you in your Crocs because you're already halfway in a crocodile?
Smelling the crocodile manure, yeah. So I am gonna have to touch this up a bit.
Yeah, I'm looking at the top of my wrapper. Use that one.
Yeah. You gotta even yours up. That's the only mark against it.
Ooh, I tasted that wrapper there. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Gonna lie, man, this is good as shit. All right, so jumping into the socials, be sure to hit us up at burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. all of the socials, we're at burnlinepodcast, easy to find. Reach out, leave us DMs, send us an email, any way that you can reach out and connect with the show. We want this to be your show, and so we think we bring a hell of a product every week, or we try to, but we want it to be your show. So if you have any thoughts or a cigar you want us to smoke or comments, or if you think we're dead wrong, let us know. We are not going to smoke an acid on the show, so keep that shit to yourself, Adrian.
Are dead wrong today about this Gurkha.
We were, but now we're right after we actually put it on, right?
So we're always right.
Yeah, so we're always right. Spotify feedback. So nothing new on Spotify. If you listen to the show on Spotify, on the app, there's a little question. What was smoking about this episode? Our apologies to Jim Carrey. If you fill that out, let us know what you liked about it, and we'll give you more of that.
So could you tell us where it's at? Because I didn't know about it, that there was a thing before I got on the show.
Yeah, like if you click on the main page, like if you search for Burnline Podcast on Spotify, it'll come up podcast, and you click on it. And then when you're on an actual episode, when you scroll up, there's a little question. Okay. And you can fill it out.
So it's actually at the bottom of each episode.
At the bottom of each episode.
All right. So maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
Get the questions answered.
Yep. And of course, YouTube. We're blowing up on YouTube.
Yes.
So keep that coming. Like, subscribe, share it with your friends. Ding the little bell. Everything you can to get this show out there. Tell your over the age of 21.
Over the age of 21.
Facebook. That seems to be going pretty well.
Yes.
I think our shadow ban is slightly lifted, maybe,
slightly,
possibly.
Slightly.
Will we get shadow banned if I say, fuck you, Zuck?
I don't know.
Let's experiment and see what happens.
Here we go.
Instagram, I try to throw some stuff up on there every week, including my cigar of the week.
Yeah, I do lunch and breakfast cigar, depends on the day.
Yep. This past week, it was the Adventura Chancellor, a 2024 PCA release limited to 20,000 cigars. It is delicious, and it has a foil band.
That band was pretty
good. It's
ridiculous.
Like metal.
Yeah, it's
like I'm gonna let you guys in on a little secret. I peeled it off and wrapped it around my finger and made a ring out of it. Like a little kid. It was fun. And of course, email us, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. And today's tobacconist tip of the week. This is related to our episode last week, and requesting to be anonymous, but I'm going to share the contents of the email, which is, we were talking about daily smokes, mm-hmm. and you know, how can you find good prices, mostly because I'm skeptical of buying online with mm-hmm. the quality and stuff like that, and I want to support my local cigar shop. So that is going to be our tobacconist tip of the week. How do you find daily smoke deals? And let's take a break. When we come back, we'll answer that tobacconist tip of the week. Don't go away. Keep your dial locked in. Burnline Podcast. And what is up, everybody? Johnny Midas here with my smoke of the week. And I am smoking the Trinidad Espiritu number three. And the number one is also here on the shelf at Davidus Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. Two Vitolas of the Espiritu number three. There is
the 1329 Toro and the 1399. And this looks like it is a Magnum 6x60. These are both box pressed and available here at Davidus Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. I'm Johnny Midas, and that's my smoke of the week.
And we are back on Burn Line Podcast, Uncommon Cigar Knowledge for the Common Cigar Smoker. We are in the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge at Davidus Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA, the only Rocky Patel Lounge in the state of Maryland. And you are listening to the dulcet golden tones of Johnny Midas and the other tones from El Fumo.
The undertones. Wait,
the mighty,
no, we're mighty not the undertones.
Boss tones. Yeah. Tobacconist tip of the week.
All right. So anyways, so the question was, you know, how do I go about choosing a daily smoker, especially not going online, even though you get better deals online technically.
But well, they're easier to find.
They're easier to find.
Yeah.
But the shipping kills it. Plus, it takes away the experience of coming to a lounge and interacting with people and the tobacconist behind the counter that actually knows.
The hunt.
Right. So actually, you know, ask your tobacconist behind the counter. So here at Davidoff, I just went through the whole spiel, you know, because I didn't know how much cigars that Davidus has that are for them made by legit, you know, rollers. So AJ, Davidoff, Placencia, Perdomo.
They're making house cigars.
House cigars. Oh, and Gurkha.
And Gurkha.
Because you can find, what is it, the Red Eye Witch?
The Red Witch.
The Red Witch is only available here at Davidus. So if you're a Gurkha fan.
And the Red Witch is what, $8, $9?
$8, $9, yeah. So apparently what happened was a marketing issue.
Mm-hmm.
So accounting fucked that up, office fucked that up. So now they had all this leftover tobacco and they were just gonna throw it away or not even sure what to do with it. So they gave them a call and said, hey, sell it here, we got you. And that's what's going on. But anyways, most cigar lounges have their house blends, which are usually under $10. So that's a good way to start. You know, a house blend, affordable. Plus you get to have a conversation with your tobacconist. So it'll build a relationship between you and that person and the lounge. So.
Again, there's almost always like on the counter, like a special
mm-hmm.
for the week.
Daily or, you know,
yeah,
weekly.
Yeah. Yeah. You can just come in, you know, to your local tobacconist and just say, look, I'm looking for a cheap daily smoke. What do you got?
Right.
And they'll usually have some stock they're trying to get rid of,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is on special, as well as house blends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so the house blends here are really special.
Yeah, I've had one so far.
Yeah, they're made by really good blenders.
Yes, right?
This is not cheap shit, but it's affordable.
Yeah.
And
it's not even throwaway tobacco, like, you know.
No, it's
a weird stigma or stereotype that, oh, house cigars are just a cheap tobacco. They wanted to get rid of, like, either the blender or whoever, whatever. No, usually it's really good primings just left over that the rollers need to get rid of.
Right, because they're doing a production run and they buy more tobacco. They don't want to run out.
Right.
And then they have to use it up.
So it's like, you might not know who it is, but you're going to be running into something that's probably worth $20 to $50 at an $8 price range. Who cares
yeah.
that you don't know what it
yeah.
is? But hey, you got to smoke it.
Yep. Okay, so real quick, thank you for that tobacconist
mm-hmm.
tip of the week. I am getting buttered popcorn, and I'm interested if you're getting that
yes.
as well. Are you?
Yes.
I was like, there is no fucking way.
So, segue into that. The reason I'm also wearing this is because, you know, May 4th was Saturday, and then Cinco de Mayo was Sunday. But May 4th is my nerd holiday. You know, may the 4th be with you, so Star Wars. And tonight and tomorrow night is the last night for Phantom Menace on movies, so I am going to go watch it.
All right. All right. You have fun with your Phantom Menace. That's a decent ash.
Yeah, dude, this is great.
Holding an inch and a half on there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right, Year of the Dragon. This is the Year of the Dragon episode. You can see the product we have displayed out here. The least expensive is the Gurkha that we're smoking for $27.19. We'll talk about, you know, if that's a value when we do the ranking,
mm-hmm.
but it's the most affordable of these. The mm-hmm. most expensive is the Vartan over here. Half that price is probably the box, because
yes.
that is a gorgeous
that
box.
That is a gorgeous box. Complex box, too.
Yeah.
So what is that, like most wood and enamel?
Yeah, it's enameled wood with like serious gold hinges.
Yeah.
Those retail for $105 and whoop, there goes the stick.
All right. That was my fault. I was just trying to see the hinge. Like, that's a serious hinge.
Yeah, it's not your cheap press-in BS.
And that goes for all of them.
Yeah, and then you've got like 36 and what was the Placencia? Something in that range. The Placencia is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's got like that little Year of the Dragon insert that you can see on the screen. Just like a little booklet that comes out, which is pretty cool. But that's what's available here at Davidus Cigars in Westminster. Mm-hmm. There's multiple Davidus locations, which is why I'm saying Westminster. What is there? 12
Davidus locations.
Yeah. Including Annapolis. That's the one that I've been to besides this one.
Yeah.
Ellicott City.
Columbia.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. But there's a bunch not represented.
Yeah.
Right. So
Columbia, Maryland, not Columbia, Columbia.
Yeah. Yeah, Columbia. It's a very long trip. So Davidoff is not here. Punch is not here. There was a couple of brands we mentioned that I hadn't even heard of.
Right.
That came out with the Year of the Dragons.
Cohibas.
Is there a Year of the Dragon Cohiba?
There's a Cohiba Year of the Dragon.
And is that a Cuban Cohiba Year of the Dragon or
American.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we've talked ad nauseum about fucking Cuban brands that are also not Cuban brands.
Plus the accoutrement, not just, you know.
Yeah, so Ellie Blue has a lighter. I am doing right now, I'm doing a little real-time research. I'm just going to Google Year of the Dragon cigar and see what comes up.
You have the Dragon car if you really want to go all out. What was it, Audi?
No.
Land Rover.
No, Mont. What is the fucking, that German tuner company that makes all the ugly ass cars? Something with an M.
Mercedes?
No, Mon. Shit. Yeah. But they took a G-Wagon and made it uglier. So here's 9 Year of the Dragon cigars.
So no Mercedes.
Davidoff, Year of the Dragon. Gurkha has 5.
I think they're the most with Years of the Dragon.
The 6 3/4 by 52 is made in the Dominican Republic by El Artista. 6 5/8 by 52 Figurado, made in Nicaragua by Fernandez. That's the green box. The Dominican 6 5/8 by 54 Toro by Carrillo in a black box, and the Nicaraguan 6 1/2 by 60 Figurado from Oliva in an orange box. And then the last one is a 6 by 52 Toro made in Honduras by Oscar Valladeros. That's a yellow box. So Gurkha has multiple years of the Dragon to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Monte Cristo Year of the Dragon. That is Cuban. Oliva Year of the Dragon, $35.
Okay.
The Punch Dragonfire, the MSRP is $6.99. You're going to pay $7 or $8 around here. The Placencia, which we have here, again, mid-40s. The Rocky Patel Year of the Dragon, mid-30s. The Vega Fina Year of the Dragon, coming in at $15 to $20.
That's a cool box.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
There it is.
The Cohiba Short Year of the Dragon. Doesn't look like it's available in the U.S. It doesn't say if this is, yes, it is Cuban.
Okay.
So not available here. So those are 9, but the Gurkha is actually 6. So it's really 15 different Dragon Year of the Dragon cigars. Now I'm going to do Year of the Dragon cigar lighter. So if you're really into Year of the Dragon, so ST DuPont, they have a Maxijet Year of the Dragon. That's the one with the button on the side, not the side wheel. Those are going for around $260 to $280, okay, something like that. Zippo has a Year of the Dragon 2024 in red matte with gold.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah, that's $30-$40.
I think Lafine has them as well.
Lafine, Ellie Blue. So ST DuPont has a couple. So the Slim 7, and then the Side Light. That one, I'll bet you that's expensive.
Yeah, Drew Estate has their stuff, like the ashtray, all the stuff.
Yeah, $1,700 for the side wheel. Wow. SD Dupont.
Is that real gold?
Yeah, probably.
For $1,700, I would hope so.
Yeah, mine is real gold and was $1,000.
Costco, nice.
But it's just, you know, SD Dupont side wheel. Seaglow, their Year of the Dragon lighter is pretty fucking cool. See if this will come up.
Oh, that was blue.
Yeah, it is blue with a gold top and like a lacquered dragon face on it. $115, so
it's not terrible.
Not shabby. Yeah.
Oh man, as it loaded.
What else? Paleo Pro has a Year of the Dragon. There is a ton of Chinese stuff. So if you're looking for, you know, go to AliExpress, you know, or one of those Chinese sites, all kinds of whatever you want.
Yeah, or go Etsy. To your local Chinese store.
Yeah, if you've got one. And then Quality Importers has a Year of the Dragon collection. Let's see if I can get this to come up. So
yeah, I don't remember. We talked about it, though. When TPE did their show, a lot of the accessory mm-hmm. places revealed all their Year of the Dragon stuff.
Mm-hmm. So Quality Importers has a Humidor Supreme 20-count travel humidor coming in at $60.
Ooh.
5-count cigar caddy, $30. The Paleo Pro Antares lighter, Year of the Dragon, $65. And the Zycar Perfect Cut cigar cutter, which is basically the X2, I think. Year of the Dragon. It's got gold and red dragon scales. It's kind of cool. So that is your import collection from Quality Imports. So a lot of fucking options if you're looking for Year of the Dragon stuff. You know, I think... I just don't know why the Chinese Zodiac wasn't cool when it was Year of the Rat, you know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I half expected there to be like a big pussy Montessero, you know, from The Sopranos, like,
yeah.
You know, his face on a lighter, you yeah. know, Year of the Rat or something, you know?
Yeah, this is very cool.
But yeah, dragons are cool. So, oh, that's a 2-inch ash.
Yeah, man, this is like probably the best ash on the show so far.
That's hanging.
Man, Gurkha's really kicking her ass on this one.
Yeah, they are. They really are. I got to take back all the shit I said. No, I don't. yeah, so still too loose of a draw for me.
Yeah. Actually, it tightened up a bit for me. Getting closer to the end there. I'm on the
probably because they're drawing it through 7 inches of ash there. A little more vegetal. That's picked up a bit.
A little spice.
Yeah, a little spice. The sweet has kind of gone away for me.
Yeah.
Super complex, man. I'm just starting my second third. And yeah, I mean, I stand by what I said. This tastes like a Cuban cigar.
Yeah, a little,
good Cuban.
Something nutty in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll be able to pick up on that a little further.
I think for me right now, it tastes like pine cone a little bit.
Okay.
So yeah, nutty wood.
Like a nutty earth is what I'm getting.
Yeah,
something
yeah.
Earthy.
Yeah, something like that. Very interesting.
I can taste the Cuban
yes.
dirt.
It this tastes like a Cuban cigar. It is, and it is good. This is a good cigar. What else have we got going on here? Good smoke output.
Yeah, very.
Again, very Cuban-esque. It's a nice mouthful of smoke, but it's light floral out aromatic
yeah,
smoke.
I was about to say that, yeah.
You can retrohale every puff if you want.
Dude, this just has every characteristic of a Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what you did there, guys?
A good Cuban. Yeah, not too harsh or whatever mm-hmm. on the palate.
Dude, if this wasn't the price it was or limited it was, this is a good starter cigar.
It could be. I mean, you're not going to appreciate it, I don't think, but it's not. It's approachable
right.
for somebody that doesn't have a
medium. Medium.
Yeah.
Medium. Yep. Medium.
Definitely medium. in strength and body, although very complex body.
Yeah. There we go. Nice.
The old band test.
Yeah, the heat helped. I'm not.
Yeah, so the primary band, we don't even have to peel. It does slide off.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Here we go.
That's a cool ring.
Hold that up for the camera. That's pretty sweet. Yeah, man, I'm not going to lie. This is a good cigar.
Yeah.
Dude, if this was $15, this would almost be like a weekly smoke for me.
I would say, I was like, dude, this is a great, this is definitely smokable again. This is very enjoyable.
And it had the opposite problem. So like the Fuente we smoked last week, that's trying to live up to Fuente standards.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
What an amazing cigar. This one, it's like, can I rise above Gurkha standards? And then you smoke and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, you can.
You know? So I think that helps, you know? Are you impressed with my smoke rings? Man, there goes the ash.
Look at that, though. Look at that ash.
Yeah.
Even at the cone, it's not even charred. Like, that is some mm-hmm. good heat dispersion
yeah.
there.
And it's surprisingly not that hot, considering how it is warm. It's hot, but considering how free flowing the air is,
yeah.
I would expect it to burn hotter
right.
than it is.
I was gonna say we have a lot of airflow in here, so we're good.
Yeah, I think the priming selection was top notch on this, and I would bet you that there's some more middle and top primings, which means that if it was packed more tightly, it probably wouldn't burn. That's where your Velado comes in.
Damn, Ram Rodriguez, you did good here.
Come on, Ram. How dare you exceed my expectations with a tremendous blend.
Oh, my God. This is just too good.
This is a really good stick. So, yeah, I've got some friends that are Asian. Actually, Jennifer was just in here. Shout out to Jennifer at Covalent Spirits mm-hmm. right here in downtown. Beautiful, historic downtown Westminster. If you want a fucking amazing mixed drink, go over there.
Yeah.
Like, that is, they're not pretentious. They're great mixed drinks, and they're fucking delicious. The painkiller they had last summer with the fresh nutmeg and coconut was just off the chain. Hopefully we can have her on the show. Talk a little bit about local business.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Obviously, whiskey and cigars, mm-hmm. and that goes well together. I don't know how we'll squeeze her in here.
Yeah.
She'll fit. She's small. For someone that's like 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah.
But yeah, so some of my Asian friends, like it's, you know, Lunar New Year's a big deal. But Year of the Dragon is not super special compared to the other years, unless you're born on that year.
Right.
So the Chinese zodiac, it cycles. So you have Year of the Dragon, Year of the Rat, Year of the Pig, Year of the Dog, you know, and then it starts over. So why don't we just do a little fortune telling? So what year of Chinese zodiac was 1980? And now you all know how old Johnny Midas is. That was Year of the Monkey.
Makes a lot of sense.
And it belongs to the metal element based on the Chinese five elements. Therefore, the people born in this year are the metal monkey. That sounds about right. Fucking death metal monkey. So what does that mean for my, what do you call that? Horoscope. My horoscope, yeah. So monkeys are known for their playful and energetic nature. They enjoy having fun and bring a lively spirit to their surroundings. In summary, individuals born as monkeys in the Chinese zodiac have a mix of being playful, clever, social, curious, and kind. So yeah, I told you I'm not an asshole.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask Miss Midas about that.
Yeah. Calling shit on that. And monkeys are compatible with dragons and rats. So there you go.
Nice.
I think I know which one Mrs. Midas is. Yep, I'm a metal monkey, and the monkey is stepping into a strong position in the Chinese zodiac for 2024, landing as the second most lucky sign. Known for their energy and smarts, monkeys will have a pretty good year ahead. So I need to buy a lotto ticket.
There you go.
All right. And what year were you born?
93. So that's the rooster.
Jeez Louise, 93.
Year of the rooster.
I was in high school. okay, year of the rooster. Yep. And your personality. You are aggressive and picky.
Yep.
You pay very close attention to your appearances and actions, and you're great performers. In addition, with their hardworking and dependable personality, they make great leaders. What a load of shit.
I don't know, because that's why you picked me to do the job I'm doing.
You're a hard worker, that's for sure. And you're set to become very wealthy in 2024.
Let's go.
Leaving behind any financial troubles. Known for their efforts to do what's right, roosters will find success, particularly in the latter part of the year of the dragon.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Lotto tickets.
So both of us are lucky?
Unless they're just pandering.
Apparently you're a yin.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means, but... Cool. So there you have it. Chinese Zodiac. Touching back on this cigar, we are here at the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland, and we are smoking the Gurkha Year of the Dragon 6 3/4 by 52 Figurado, blended by Ram Rodriguez, undisclosed binder filler wrapper. It's a Cuban. And it's a good cigar, man. Mean, I can't knock it. You know, we make jokes on the show. Like, I shit all over Acid, even though it's the top-selling cigar in the U.S. I shit all over Gurkha, but this is a great Gurkha.
It is a great Gurkha.
I'm not going to lie. So, where are we at? I'm picking up, there's a little more vegetal now. The spice has picked up. I think I'm starting to, yeah, there's a bit of a wood component now. It's not cedar, it's more like oak. Mm-hmm. Delicious. So why don't we go on break? When we come back, we'll do our cigar news of the week.
All right.
Don't go away. Your cigar news of the week with Angel Solorio. And we are back on Burnline Podcast, uncommon cigar knowledge for the common cigar smoker. You are listening to Johnny Midas and El Fumo as we smoke the Gurkha Year of the Dragon. And it is time for our cigar news of the week. El Fumo?
All right. So just an update on what started this.
The lawsuit that started it all?
Yeah, right around December. So Gurkha sued Davidoff of Geneva, yeah.
For using the Year of the Dragon.
For using the Year of the Dragon. Davidoff has now motioned to dismiss the suit, which is understandable. But not much of an update. Doesn't say it's gone, but it's still in the Supreme Court, so.
It's in the Supreme Court?
Not the Supreme Court, sorry. The
U.S. District Court.
Yeah. Of Florida.
So that would get appealed to the Supreme Court, which they're never going to take this one up. But
right, so it's just going to keep moving up, and I believe the Supreme Court might just throw it out, just because Davidoff has argued, look at how many people are using.
Well, the first step is for the judge to either accept or reject the motion to dismiss. Everyone motions to dismiss.
Right, correct.
But I think this one is probably has a good chance of being dismissed.
Right, this is more of your wheelhouse involving business. I just think it just doesn't have merit, you know, like it's not going to hold up. I'm sorry. You know, another.
Well, look at our camera screen right here. I've got four boxes.
Four of the many.
We just looked at nine. Three of the four here are the same shape box. The Gurkha and the Placencia look really similar. all of them are red and gold. All of them are Year of the Dragon. And I think the argument is, where does it stop? Like, everyone's using this for everything. I think it has a good shot of being dismissed.
Yeah, because Davidoff's argument is, Gurkha doesn't own Year of the Dragon.
No, they don't.
It's, what you know the term, you know, for something that, like, everybody can use. It's not really ownable. Mm-hmm. You can't own.
Well, the reason for a trademark infringement is that the buyer will be confused. And so I think the argument for dismissal is, but if they're confused between a Gurkha Year of the Dragon and a Davidoff Year of the Dragon, which, by the way, the Davidoff looks nothing alike in its packaging, then what about confusing the Gurkha Year of the Dragon with the Vartan Year of the Dragon, with the Rocky Patel Year of the Dragon, yeah, with the Placencia Year of the Dragon? You got to go by the brand name, Gurkha, Placencia, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a valid argument, but, yeah, you know, I'm not the sitting judge, so.
It's just not going to hold up. I'm sorry. So, all right, so that's enough of that. So now on to the J.C. Newman news.
All right.
It's that time of the year. It's J.C. Newman and the All-American Giveaway. So they're giving away some cool shit. So one lucky winner will receive the American Giveaway, including a box of the American Robusto cigars, the American Humidor, the American 2024 Brizard Black Bison cigar case, and the American Ashtray. Like, check that out. Like, that's all.
That's pretty sweet, yeah, swag. So what do you have to do to be entered to win?
So go on Half Wheel, because it's a partnership between J.C. Newman and Half Wheel.
Okay.
So all you have to do is fill your name, email, and tell them you're going to give them your soul.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Promise your firstborn child.
Yeah, that's right.
We're just kidding. Don't sue us.
Don't. No, just, you know, name, last name, and email. And then it just asks, have you smoked the American before? That's about it. So simple entry, and one lucky winner will get it. It doesn't say whether it's open to, you know, just the U.S. or I'm going to imagine just the U.S., but it doesn't really give sweepstakes.
Yeah, there's probably rules somewhere you can click on for sweepstakes rules.
All right, and then Macanudo Gold Label returns. They're going to be shipping with it's going to be a Perfecto. So this might be interesting. It is a 6x49 Perfecto. Do you like Macanudos? I really haven't smoked many Macanudos.
So, hated them until the Inspirato line came out.
Mm-hmm.
The Inspirato line is pretty good. So you got the orange and the red and the black and I think the white, maybe the green now.
Mm-hmm.
Super affordable, last I checked, like $8 or $9. And definitely worth the price. So.
Yeah. So the wrapper's Connecticut Shade. The Mexican Standard Dress is the binder.
Interesting
and
contrast.
Dominican Piloto, Cubano, and Mexican fillers. So probably the stuff that's in here.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that'll be a cool, that actually sounds like a cool cigar.
It does. Yeah, that's interesting.
So, and the price tag on that is going to be, wow, $11.39. That's not bad.
So that'll come out to like $12-13 for a lot of places with taxes.
Yeah, it's not terrible. So crazy affordable.
Yeah, that's a bit steep, I think, for Macanudo, but it sounds good.
Hmm.
And a competitive price.
Oh, and then to include the Gurkha, remember we talked about that Mike Tyson collab, so that'll be finally shipping. That's a cool box.
Tyson Undisputed by Gurkha. Sorry. Yeah, I kind of want to buy a box just to have the box, but maybe I'll ask Tom to save me one if we get in it.
Yeah, so more Gurkha to maybe not shit on or shit on.
Don't make me feel guiltier than I already do.
Yeah, you might want to be careful because Mike Tyson might come in here and just punch us both out.
I don't think so. Let me tell you. I will tell you about the Ray Lewis special when he was releasing his Rocky Patel cigar right here in Davidoff Cigar Lounge. You know, when you're Ray Lewis, you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
He was smoking Java mints and drinking red wine out of a Solo cup.
That's a flex, man.
It's a flex, and Ray Lewis is not somebody I'm going to comment on their choice of consumption. You do you.
Yeah, that's right.
But it just reminded me of what this hobby is all about.
Yeah.
Which is consuming something you fucking enjoy.
Right. The way you want to enjoy it.
The way you want to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And if you want red wine out of a Solo cup, it helps to be Ray Lewis. But you do you.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it for our news. So pretty interesting.
Interesting news of the week. Yeah. Good. So Why don't we get back to this cigar? This is the Year of the Dragon episode, and we are smoking the Gurkha Year of the Dragon. This is the 6 3/4 by 52 Figurado by Ram Rodriguez. Undisclosed everything. And pretty delicious. So it is wrapping up with a fleshy umami, similar to, like, I don't know, it's almost like a shiitake mushroom. It's not quite meaty.
Yeah, a little meaty. The vegetal has definitely picked up here near the end, and the spice.
And it still has that floral aroma.
Little nutty.
Yeah. Very, very much tastes like a high-end Cuban steak.
A little earthy. Yeah. Very Cuban. I'm sorry. Just very Cuban-esque.
It is. If you've ever wanted to smoke a Cuban and couldn't get your hands on one, smoke this and you just had the experience.
That's right.
And these retail for $27.19 here at the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. And again, there's a lot of Davidoff Lounges. I don't know what they all stock, but this one has got these 4 years of the Dragon to choose from. And we chose the Gurkha, first Gurkha on the show.
That's right. Had to do it.
And what a knockout. You know, I mean, okay, so I think it is time for the rating. Why don't we start with presentation? And we have the box here. It's gorgeous lacquered red wood box. It's got the piano hinges.
It's a cool box. It's got the
high-end hinges.
And it comes humidified.
And it comes with
the humidity stick.
Built-in humidifiers. The cello didn't do much for it, but it did have the retailer's barcode on it, description of the stick. I don't think it takes away. And by the way, the Placencia is the only one without cello in this collection. You know, Placencia doesn't traditionally do cello. You know, and it's a little, you know, cliche at this point because everyone has a damn Year of the Dragon as red and gold. I do like the... I don't kill this cigar. Twin Chinese dragons. Oh, you can't see that, can you?
Here, we got this.
You see that on camera? Yeah, let's hold this up so folks can see it. Yeah, so pretty cool. Yeah, let's get the light out of it. And to open it, you have this gold button in the front. And
this is not a one-handed offer. Here, I got this.
There we go. And it clips shut. So I'm giving this a 9 for presentation. Mm-hmm. The quality of the box alone, and then the cigar itself, like as soon as you take it out of the cello, it's like, holy shit, this looks like a Cuban.
Yeah.
You know? But Cubans, of course, there are no cello wrapped Cubans.
Yeah.
One way to know if you got a counterfeit. Yeah.
It's got a felt bottom, by the way.
Yep. So this is the box you're going to save and put on display. It's not really shaped right to use as a like a humidor or something like that, but it is a gorgeous box, gorgeous cigar. The band is great, so I gave it a 9.
I like the size, 9. It's a great presentation.
Yeah. All right, price. So at $27.19 for a Gurkha,
it's not terrible for a limited.
Well, it's the cheapest of this bunch. Mm-hmm. The only one I can think of off the top of my head that is definitely less is the, there's two, the Punch, which is super cheap.
Right.
And then the what was the other one? Not the Vartan, but I forget. There's one Oliva. That's like in the 15 range.
Oh.
Yeah, the Oliva's like low 20s. So I'm kind of at a 6 for this. Like it's just an expensive cigar.
Yeah, 6-7.
Yeah, 6 or 7, I think, is fair.
Yeah. Especially if you're not a Gurkha fan like we were. Aren't.
Yeah. You're probably not going to pick it up.
Right.
You know. Maybe if these are your 4 choices and it's the least expensive Year of the Dragon, you know. And if you don't, you're missing out because this is actually a really phenomenal cigar. Moving on to construction, the draw is too light for me. The glue on the band was an issue, and your wrapper is coming apart.
Yeah, at the bottom. Okay,
so
the cap. Yeah.
You got to like the, yeah, you had some issue with the cap coming off, and now that you're at the final third, you have to pinch the wrapper on. But it burned well, had a great ash. I'm probably at a 7 for construction.
Yeah, 7. 7 sounds right.
All right, flavor.
flavor.
Great flavor. It changed throughout.
It's complex.
It's complex. It changed throughout the smoke. We started out with like charred s'mores. Some of that came back a little bit. We got some umami, some meat, some pepper, some vegetable.
Yeah. I'm getting some very floral. Nice campfire here at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. That like char campfire has been a subtle thing throughout the whole smoke. Keeps your attention.
It really does.
It just keeps my attention. Yeah. So I'll let you go first. What do you got for flavor?
So I'm going to give it a 9 because it's very, very impressed. Definitely grabs your attention on everything, especially at the price point. Like, you're not going to be doing anything else with this. You're not right. Definitely not work, you know, doing yard work. I don't know about grilling either, honestly. This is something I'm going to be sitting down and enjoying the whole way through and through.
Well, that takes us to experience, right? Yeah. So for use case, this is a smoke it in the lounge.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a gift, definitely, especially if you have friends that celebrate Lunar New Year or somebody that was born a year of the dragon.
Wedding gift.
Wedding, yeah, Gurkha maybe. Fair. Are there, anyway.
There's a few.
So the use cases for the experience is limited. I'm not doing anything except smoking the cigar.
Right. Just the price range alone.
Yeah. It doesn't have like when we smoked the Fuente, it had this I am a big man feel to it. Mm-hmm. This doesn't have that.
No.
But it is delicious, Cuban-esque cigar. I probably got a 7 for experience.
Okay. I was actually thinking 8.
8 for experience. I think 7 or 8 is probably pretty fair there. But it is limited in its use case.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings the overall score for this Gurkha Year of the Dragon 6¾ by 52 Figurado by Ram Rodriguez to 40.
Nice.
So just broke the 40 mark.
That's just
pretty good showing. I did not expect to smoke a Gurkha on the show and have it score 40. So that is just revealing Johnny Midas's bias, but also the fact that when it comes time to actually smoking cigars,
yeah,
and sharing our thoughts that we're not,
right?
You know,
yeah, that's the whole point of the show.
That's the whole point of the show. Also, we did not smoke these ahead of time,
no,
so
we were not.
You got all of our surprise on the show, smoking it.
Yeah, it's been over a year since the last time I smoked a Gurkha.
Yeah, it's been longer than that for me. I have been open about the fact that I'm not a fan, and everybody's palate's different.
Yep.
If you enjoy Gurkhas, fucking enjoy the hell out of them. They're just not really in my wheelhouse, but dude, that like nutty has picked up and it's almost peanut.
I'm almost sad this is about to end, not gonna lie. Gurkha really outdid themselves on this one.
Yeah, they did. And there you have it, folks. That is the Year of the Dragon. Thank you for joining us on Burnline Podcast. We will see you again next week.